Hello, everyone. This is Susie Ward, Matthew's mother, welcoming you to Matthew and Friends. If you don't know the story about our Heaven and Earth Spiritual Information Service, I hope you will read it on MatthewBooks.com or the shorter version on this BBS internet radio site. And I hope you didn't give up. There was a little confusion at the other end, but here we are together today. However you've been celebrating this holiday season, I hope you are feeling uplifted by the high energy prevailing as we prepare to greet a new year with high hopes and optimism. Matthew feels that the best way to say goodbye to this year is to look ahead as far as the year 2012 and the wonders that has in store for us. In his messages and the books, he has often talked about the year 2012, which is the beginning of Earth's golden age, and what will be happening between today and then. For the past few months, I have been receiving messages for a book that I'm contributing to, along with Celestial Blue Star of the Pleiades and David of Arcturus. The book title is, And Then God Said, Then I Said, Then He Said. God gave the book that title. He also chose the presenters, and he named the chapters. One chapter is simply 2012. And according to what God asked me to do, it's mainly a selection of excerpts from Matthew's messages that are posted on the site. And today, in a departure from sharing this time with a guest, I'm going to read that chapter. But first, I'm going to read the short message that God gave me for the introduction to the book. I'm going to speak as closely as I can to the way God expressed his words, with the same intonations and emphasis. Okay, these are, excuse me, please. These are God's words. The parts of this book ascribed to me are my words and mine alone, my messages that I gave to these dear souls to pass on to you. I do so wish that all of you knew that talking with me, and I mean two-way conversation, is as natural as breathing. But in this moment, most of you, my beloved children, aren't remembering that. In time you will, and what a great day that will be. Oh yes, I'm only too familiar with this widespread falsehood. Talking to God is good, but if someone talks back, that's Satan. Does that even make sense? Your mind may believe what you've been told ad nauseum. God is invisible, silent, and all-powerful, and from some distant, nebulous place runs your life and everything else in the world. But your heart, the seat of your soul, knows the truth. As you read, let this truth ring loud and clear. Okay, those were God's words. One more thing. Rather than interrupt when Nirvana is mentioned, I'll mention right now that Matthew said Nirvana is the proper name of the spirit world we call heaven. And now I shall begin reading the chapter called simply 2012. And God is the first one to speak. All right, Susie, let's talk about this topic that's looming larger as the days pass. What will happen when you cross off the last day of 2011 on your calendar and you pin up the one for 2012? The thoughts in many minds about that year range from the sublime to the ridiculous. And since the latter is so quickly addressed, that's where I'll begin. No, your world is not going to end. Earth is an eternal soul inhabiting a planetary body. And now that it's back from the brink of destruction, thanks to the infusion of light from your space neighbors, and on the way back to its original vibrant health and beauty, she's going to keep it for a long time to come. With ridiculous accounted for, what is the sublime that you can expect 2012 to bring? Like everything else that happens anywhere, the choice is up to individuals, the decisions each makes. What I can tell you with certainty is, you who make the trip with Earth into the higher planes will be living in the promised golden age. In numerous of his messages, my Matthew self has accurately described the changes and challenges during the transition between now and your world in 2012, with its astounding differences that you will welcome wholeheartedly. Susie, I need your proficiency here to find all the parts of Matthew's messages about this and organize and edit them so that the information flows nicely and there's no superfluous or repetitious material. So, will you work with me on this? And I said, well, of course, if that's what you want, but I'm curious, why don't you just talk about this yourself? And God replied, I know all about your curiosity, Susie. My preference for Matthew's words goes back to this umbrella God of yours, the indivisible sum of every single soul in this universe, and to you, that collective, multidimensional intelligence is inconceivable. It is to everyone there, and that's my point. I want the information to come from a highly evolved soul whose fairly recent life on Earth and love bonds with some souls living there is a personal perspective as well as an authentic account of Earth's journey into the Golden Age and what life there will be like. I can't think of a more appropriate soul than your dear son. Can you? And I said, God, you know perfectly well you're playing up to my maternal genes, don't you? And he said, and why not play my trump card here, Mother? I know how much work is involved in what I've asked you to do. After this, in quotes, essay on 2012, unquote, is in place, I may have a bit more to say besides, thank you, my beloved child. And now I shall start reading Essay on 2012 by Matthew. Those who have interpreted the year 2012 as the beginning of the end of darkness, never mind the total end of the world, have misinterpreted its significance. Most simply stated, 2012 heralds Earth's entry into the Golden Age, and between now and then is a time of transition from life as you have known it into life totally in harmony with all of nature. Everything in the universe is energy vibrating at one frequency or another, and when Earth was in prime health, in times you know but don't remember, all of her life forms were vibrating harmoniously. When she was near death, her death throes, more than six decades back, there was no harmony whatsoever, no balance of nature. There was hardly sufficient light to sustain any kind of life, including Earth's own. What is happening now, with the help of stabilizing forces, is the transformation of your world, Earth's rejuvenation and return to balance, and reaching that completion in 2012. But that year no longer has the time absoluteness it once held in prophecies, and your calendar cannot accurately convey when the major transitional changes will be completed, because linear time is disappearing. What you perceive as time passing faster and faster is the effect of the higher energy planes in which you are living now, where everything is accelerating as Earth makes her way into the continuum. Or, more accurately, as your consciousness grasps the actuality of timelessness, the reality of eternity and infinity. The faster or more intensely the light infuses Earth, the more swiftly your time passes, as she moves still higher into fourth density vibrations. So just as in this moment, your calendar week is passing in less than half the time of a calendar week a dozen or so years ago, 2012 will be coming increasingly more rapidly than your current calendar can indicate. Now then, why does that year have historic significance universally? It involves celestial orbiting cycles and their influence on your planet, as well as life designs made in total clarity by highly evolved souls who planned higher universal man with attributes of spirituality and intelligence that far exceeds that in today's Earth population. Opportunities to return to higher densities have been offered in prior cycles and missed. And this time, when the energetic alignment is again optimal, advanced civilizations are assisting, so Earth's desire to rise to her former vibratory level is assured. What happens on Earth affects the universe, so it is of utmost significance to those advanced civilizations that the dark ages on your home planet be reconciled within the light and you knowledgeably take your rightful place among your universal family. Along the way, there will be many profound changes, changes you can't even imagine, that will transform life as you have known it into life in total harmony with all of nature worldwide and thusly flow out into the universe. Very little of the wondrous world on your horizon will be rooted in your systems to date. That is precisely why you are creating your new world. The goddess vibrations that already are showing effects will continue to bless you as individuals and as a civilization. The negativity that is the root of fear, greed, dishonor, and violence will be gone in the golden age, and the vibrations of Earth's entirety will be love. Love, which is the same energy as light, but simply expressed differently, is the pure essence of Creator, the ultimate power in the cosmos. This energy is the composition of souls and the key to opening hearts and illumining minds. And it is flowing more abundantly on Earth than ever before. As the darkness continues to fade, love will replace conflict and tyranny with peace and cooperation. Love will eliminate the superficial superiority of one group over another. Love will enlighten those who regard others as possessions or dispensable and uplift those who have been subjected to living in those conditions. In short, love is the power that is transforming your world. Although no major strongholds of the darkness will cease abruptly, the transition will be like lightning in comparison to the long ages that violence, inequities, abuses, and deceit prevailed. If you could see in parallel motion the pace of the past many centuries when only intermittent flickers of light broke through the dominant darkness, and the pace of the past few decades of growing light intensity, you would marvel at the swiftness of the changes. The progressive changes have required and will continue to require the help of extraterrestrials. Almost all of them are unknown to you, except as we speak of them and in some cases their own messages sent forth. Yet some of the strongest, the most experienced light warriors in this universe are right there living among you, working behind the scenes to guide the essential changes so that as many as possible of Earth's residents will accompany her into the higher planes. This is how beloved and significant universally your planet is, and how beloved and important you are. In keeping with universal law, It is your heartfelt desire for Earth's well-being that is your invitation, your request to those civilizations for their help. But your bewilderment about how to heal the pervasive damage humankind has wrought also is part of their divine authorization to assist. You are in charge, however, because it is your homeland, and you chose to be there specifically to participate in this process. That's why millions of you have been inspired to become actively involved or to monetarily support efforts to end violence and environmental destruction. The first reforms are in governments. Many of the populace who are unaware of the ongoing transformation see governing policies leading to the brink of planetary disaster. And even among light workers there are concerns about what will happen in this critical world arena. Not only is it difficult for you to imagine systems dramatically different from what you are accustomed to, but in reforms of the magnitude required, it is realistic to anticipate some confusion and foment. Please know that trustworthy souls with spiritual integrity and expertise in the various fields of governing are ready to take the helm and bring order as rapidly as possible as corrupt, tyrannical government leaders are unseated. A great deal of shuffling in the United States government will lead to ending its engagement in war and internal and international strife, and the unseating of other self-serving heads of state will end civil wars, genocide, and long-standing conflict. Many wise and able leaders in previous Earth lifetimes chose to return to the planet to complete their groundwork for this unique time at hand, and others are members of your space family. Many are your ancestors who volunteered to assist during this transitional period. In no way are they there to take over, but rather they came in response to your thoughts, feelings, and actions for peace, fairness, and stability in your world. The transformation at hand is your desire and soul-level vision. If this were not so, it could not happen. Looking even farther ahead, during the past decade or two, some souls have come in with the advanced spiritual clarity and ancient wisdom that will naturally put them in leadership roles. Because money is the basis not only for commerce, but even more so for concentrating power, the need for economic reforms worldwide is as crucial as changes in national leadership. The economy, as reported, is more myth than actuality. Only a comparative handful of people know how tenuous and corrupt the global economy is, or that international trade and the stock markets are manipulated by the Illuminati, a group of darkly inclined people who have passed their tight global reins from generation to generation. They have amassed vast fortunes through that control, as well as by charging usurious bank loan rates and accruing mammoth amounts from their illegal drugs industry. And they use that money to buy governments, to bankrupt countries, and exploit their natural resources, to keep billions of souls at barely subsistence levels, and to fund both sides in wars that they precipitate and perpetuate, because from wars they derive handsome profits. This cannot continue, and it won't. The unconscionably inequitable allocation of money in your world will end. Although I cannot give you finite details of the changeover process, I can give you an overview and assure you that the honest, knowledgeable people who will manage the process will keep disruption at a minimum as they fairly distribute the world's wealth. The Illuminati's illegally and immorally garnered fortunes will be put into circulation, and their exploitation of natural resources worldwide will end. Since that power base is what enabled them to set government and banking policies and own multinational corporations, those corrupt controls also will end. The huge debts of the poorest nations were incurred by their state of desperation, often caused by Illuminati actions and influence, but the loans went to the despots ruling the countries and did not benefit the citizens. So those debts will be annulled and assistance given directly to the people. Many national borders have been set by the victors in wars who wanted the natural resources, and that created have-nots who formerly were haves. When the love in souls ends all conflicts, borders no longer will be cause for dispute because all peoples will be haves. The coffers of the United States, which erroneously is considered the most fiscally sound nation in the world, have been empty for some time. The national debt, in large part due to the skullduggery of the Illuminati-owned Federal Reserve System and its IRS collection agency, will become manageable when that system is dissolved. The various currencies, especially dollars, have no foundation. Daily transactions involving billions of dollars and other currencies are merely information passed from one computer to another, and they far exceed the money to back them. The new foundation for currencies will be a return to an old one, where precious metals is a set standard for exchange, and old-fashioned bartering once again will be an excellent way for nations and communities to conduct some business. The basis for much of your current economy will change considerably, and employment will change accordingly. But your greater spiritual clarity and usage of brain capacity in the higher frequencies will enable a joyful transition into fields that support cooperation among nations and in harmony with nature. The wanton destruction of your environment through oil and gas extraction, mining, logging, and their resultant pollution will cease, and all types of toxins in the atmosphere, soil, and water will be eliminated. Forests will be restored to the levels required for the balance of nature, and the need is great as well to preserve and expand habitats where animals have been reduced to countable numbers. Just as the oceans must be returned to health, so marine life can flourish instead of disappear. There are plans to achieve these goals, as well as keep pristine land areas free of concrete incursions and implement alternative power sources. Technologies known but suppressed, and the more advanced technologies that will be introduced by your universal brothers and sisters will clear the pollution and provide renewable energy, new modes of transportation, new types of building materials, and greatly enhanced food production methods. Your hearts will be gladdened at the amazing speed with which these changes will happen. Natural building products that will come into wide usage, along with plants that will be introduced, include clay, strong reeds, straws, tropical canes, and surface stones, and all will be used in conscious agreement with humankind. While there are countless levels between the lowest and the highest universal intelligence, which you may think of as omniscience, no thing is excluded from the mass consciousness. To be more personal, indeed to be more correct, substitute soul for thing, and you can see the interrelationship of the totality of this universe. The higher the vibrations of any environment, the higher the levels of comprehension of all life within it. Thus, Just as you are expanding in consciousness, so are all the elements of nature in your world growing in their varying levels of awareness. The fast-growing food crops, flowers, cotton, and other fiber-producing plants, plants with the medicinal aspects, canes and grasses, and all kinds of trees will agree to grow as long as needed to meet your requirements and then transmute their energy into your usage of them. Although much less timber will be used than currently, the sacred relationship between trees and humankind includes their willingness to be used for decorative parts of building interiors and furniture in the short term, perhaps as long as the next half century. Acknowledgement of all these natural resources' importance and consciousness and gratitude for their willingness to give their lives for your use will become inherent in all peoples. Also, you will come to know and treasure the Devic kingdom that is so closely allied with the beauty and thriving of all that you consider nature. The allocation of food and other basic life essentials available in the richer countries will be shared on an equitable basis with the poorer countries until a global production order is achieved. Diets will change from meat and seafood to plants as people learn to respect and honor all animal life. The herds of food animals will decrease through cessation of breeding and natural transition, and as plants become diet staples, any that were harmfully genetically engineered will shed those properties. Animals in the wild will instinctively know not to overpopulate, and those that are carnivorous will turn to the plant kingdom for sustenance. The albinos being born in several animal species have both spiritual and transitional significance. You associate white with peace, and these rarities that are appearing are symbolic of the coming changes in animal nature that will end the predator-prey food chain and restore the peaceable relationship that once existed among all species, including humankind. The instances of unlikely cross-species friendships and even nurturing of the young from one species by mothers of another are more indications of Earth's return to her original paradise self. Still, an extremely important factor in this is the inspiration in many souls to be advocates for the animal kingdom and alleviate their man-made plight. The cetacean spiritual mission to embody in huge bulk and inhabit your oceans, where they absorb and anchor the light beamed to the planet from distant civilizations, soon will have been fulfilled. These whale and dolphin souls, which species-wide are the most highly evolved spiritually and intellectually on your planet, will soar to their original light stations when they leave physically, but they will continue to grace your planet with their love energy. What are commonly known as global warming and El Nino are part of Earth's natural processes to return to her original moderate climate everywhere. While she is achieving this, glaciers will melt, the vast deserts will become arable, rainforests will flourish, and variations in temperatures will markedly decrease. Ultimately, every place on your planet will be comfortably habitable. People now living in the coldest or the hottest climes will adapt, but it is unavoidable that the few animal species in the polar regions will disappear. And excuse me, please. And some that live on the fringes will survive by migrating. The affected species instinctively will know not to reproduce or when to move. Contrary to current count and certainly population projections, your numbers are decreasing, and the birth rate will continue to drop, but not precipitously. The balance of nature no longer will require pestilence, so no disease-causing or transmitting factors will be present, and the common use of toxic chemicals and prescription drugs will cease. Medical treatments will drastically change until there no longer is any need for therapies, because bodies, which will have a greatly longer lifetime, will become free of all forms of disease and dis-ease. New educational systems and resource materials will reflect factual, universal, and planetary history, and true spirituality will replace religions in accordance with the truths that will be revealed. Those are some of the most significant changes underway and ahead, and all will have trickle-down effects that will permeate and uplift every facet of life on Earth. The Golden Age, the second edition of the Garden of Eden, will radiate the love, harmony, serenity, and beauty of spirit that you, in your remembered awareness of being God and Goddess selves, are. Now I shall tell you some of the more down-to-earth features that you can anticipate in that beauteous world. City life will be much more fulfilling for the spirit than it is today, due to the demolishing of substandard buildings and restoration of once fine buildings that fell into decay, due to the addition of many small parks and colorful playgrounds, vegetable and flower gardens, and neighborhood libraries, concerts, museums, and galleries with locally produced art forms. Entertainment and recreational centers for all ages and interests. And animals, even those you now consider wild, roaming freely. Also, new transportation modes and a much fairer distribution of wealth will enable city dwellers to frequent the countryside, where a booming business in bed and breakfast inns to accommodate the growing desire for those oases of respite from routine activity. And travel will be available to distant places as well. Still, millions now living in cities may prefer to move to the solitude and restorative energy of familiar rural and or forested areas. And, like a new wave of pioneers, some of you will be motivated to relocate to currently uninhabitable places when those start flourishing and beckon the adventuresome, while other souls will choose to live in houseboats on the calm, restful seas. Architecture will be limited only by imagination and choices, but no building will be ugly or inadequate for its purpose. Geodesic domes will be popular, as will fanciful building designs that reflect the lightheartedness that so long has been denied the majority of Earth's people. Current and new technologies will produce construction materials similar in strength and appearance to today's concrete, steel, rigid, and flexible plastics. And those, along with natural products and quality simulations of fine woods, will be widely used. So will glass, which will be altered from its present composition, because you will desire to live close with nature even when you are indoors. By unified intent, no litter or eyesore of any kind will exist anywhere. Wherever you live or travel, you will not want the vista marred by the utility poles that now are necessary blights on landscapes. The poles will be removed, and where conduits are required, they will be underground, and other energy sources will be direct without any need for connecting wires. Although telepathy will become a common form of communication, voice-to-voice communication nearby and across miles will be as important as now. But the harmful aspects of the wireless methods that you are using will be gone. Expanses of concrete gradually will be removed too, as new transportation modes will change the need for current fuels and highways. All unjust laws and policies will be struck down, and education worldwide will accurately reflect universal truths. The writing, printing, and distribution of textbooks will be done expeditiously in conjunction with computerized lessons, and the souls who are innately prepared to teach will step up to this mission that they had chosen. These and other marvelous lifestyle differences awaiting you are indeed gargantuan changes from the life you know in this moment. Yet the greatest transformation you will experience is in humankind, where love and higher consciousness are recreating miracles. That's in quotes. Miracles like souls on earth and in nirvana, once again going back and forth between these physical and spirit worlds. Travel that was commonplace until third density limitations closed minds on earth to this possibility. Like your transcendence from believing that you are lone individuals to knowing your inseparability from all life in this universe and embracing each other as well as members of extraterrestrial civilizations as the brothers and sisters you all are. Like life without any anxiety or conflict, as people of all countries and cultures are harmonious, cooperative, helpful, kind, high-spirited, and delightfully good-natured. Now I must tell you as well that the transition from this day to that world will continue to present challenges. To say otherwise would be neither truthful nor prudent, as your expectations would not be met. Instead of successfully dealing with the challenges, which you are well prepared to do with wisdom and strength of character and spirit and character, or you wouldn't have chosen and been selected to participate. Instead, you could become discouraged as Earth continues apace on her ascension journey. Wars and other violence, injustices, deception, and corruption will continue until that energy set in motion is played out. Although the dark forces, the vast force field of negative thought forms, has left this part of the galaxy, tentacles of that energetic influence remain and are making last-ditch efforts to control the most vulnerable souls as well as attack those with the brightest light. Further, the higher frequencies now on the planet are magnifying all human characteristics, and those that are darkly inclined are showing that intensification through increasing hostility, greed, and violence, and apathy toward those who are suffering and in desperate need. So, while not all of the dark skirmishes are past, we urge you to be encouraged by each that arises. It means that the vanquishing of the darkness is that much nearer. Rejoice in knowing that its momentum is close to the point of exhaustion, because all of you who are living your light are helping to speed it to that conclusion. Controlling the flow of money is the last mundane tool the dark ones have, and they will keep it within their grasp as long as they can. The rotten taproot, so to say, has been loosened, and the tendrils are breaking. But until all have been eliminated, economic difficulties will affect many lives. Remember, you have the power to create your own abundance through the law of attraction, and sharing your resources, whatever they are, is the best way to bring even more abundance into your life. Now, prior to peace and harmony prevailing on earth, many, many souls will leave due to the same causes as now: disease, starvation, injuries and wars, and other types of violence, and geophysical events. So the population will continue to decrease from those means. As sorrowful as those deaths may seem, and they are to the families and friends who love them, the adversity that the souls experience beyond their pre-birth agreements gives them leaps forward in soul growth. They will greet their return to nirvana, knowing that if they choose another earth lifetime, it will be in the splendor and glory of a revitalized world and the abiding love among its inhabitants. Geophysical events will continue as Earth's natural and necessary cleansing process. The blatant disregard for human and animal life for millennia past and still happening on a lamentable scale caused a massive amount of negativity to accumulate, although this has been greatly reduced via geophysical events. Its remnants, plus what is being generated in you, still must be released. It matters not whether these events are by natural or man-made causes. The ridding of that negativity is what is important. The effects of these events, which will lessen in frequency and severity as Earth keeps ascending, are being diminished to the greatest extent possible by members of your universal family. Their technology cannot prevent all deaths and damage, but it is limiting the death toll and property destruction by leveling out over a wide area the energy releases via the earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, and is steering the strongest storms to less populated areas. The record high and low temperatures, drought and flooding that are part of Earth's transition to our original moderate climate globally will present hardships for a while longer, and gradually some sea level coastlines will become submerged. But this need not present anxiety, as there will be protective and compensatory measures for any inhabitants of those areas. We are aware of the speculation that Atlantis and Lemuria may arise, but this will not happen. Those large land masses served their civilizations during that era on Earth, but their return is not needed. However, some souls living then have come back to assist in the ongoing consciousness raising and spiritual renewal within today's populace. That religions are teaching the Word of God will be shown in the fullness of the deception that spawned that falsehood. And among the challenges you will encounter are the many individuals who will not believe the truths that will be revealed. Some will do battle, convinced that it is their divine right and duty to defend the Antichrist or the infidels through bloodshed. That will be their perspective. You will witness the shock, confusion, anger, disillusionment, and very likely fear, because the deceivers who made a vengeful God have been masterful for eons. The fears of people whose minds are not totally closed to the revelations provide a compassionate safe haven for their questioning, and rely on your intuition for the best responses. They will be there when you need them. However, it is not your responsibility to convince them that the foundation of their beliefs, maybe even their very life purpose, is a lie. Rejoice just as we shall when your efforts succeed, but please do not feel despondent when they don't. The resistant souls, like all others in the universe, will continue their evolutionary pathways wherever their needs shall best be served. And the eternal and infinite love of Source will undergird their way. In summary, we say to you, our beloved Earth family, know with your entire being that the world of love, peace, and harmony you have been co-creating is close at hand. Remembering that you chose to be exactly where you are right now, so you could participate in this unprecedented time in the universe, will let your hearts be light-filled and your journey a triumphant adventure. Myriad light beings are with you every instant, enfolding you with the love and protection of the Christ light as you usher in Earth's long-awaited 2012 Golden Age. Now that ends Matthew's essay. And God speaks. Susie, thank you from my umbrella selves, who can't think of a thing to add to Matthew's loving, enlightening words that you so efficiently organized. And I said, well, he helped, you know. So then, God, I guess you and I are finished. And God said, yes, of course I know he helped. And my dear child, you and I are hardly finished, but I know you mean our work on this chapter. And to that I say, job well done. And that ends the chapter 2012. I hope you all enjoyed listening and that it has confirmed or perhaps reinforced your conviction that in the near future, we will be living in that magnificent world of love and peace and harmony with all life on Earth. The next Matthew and Friends program is January 23rd. For me, it is thrilling and and I think very appropriate that my guests will be Celestial Blue Star of the Pleiades and David of Arcturus, the other receivers of information for the book. And then God said, then I said, then he said. Celeste and David will be talking about other parts of the book and answer any questions that listeners would like to ask. If you are not familiar with Celeste and David, I hope that your curiosity, your interest, not curiosity, your interest will lead you to find out who they are by going to their website, awakenedhearts.com. They have three websites, but they all are accessible from that one. And I do hope that you will join us on January 23rd. And now, from Matthew and me, love and peace to all on Earth. And that's it for today. Goodbye.